How was your weekend?
Oh my goodness, I had so much stuff going on this weekend. Yeah. I was sort of like, by the way, before we forget, my fiance Chris is filling in for Kelly today.
I know, for Kirby Kelly, he's coming in now, right?
At some point soon, yeah. The first round is at 6:10 this morning, yeah. But he will be here, and I'm a little nervous about having him on the radio.
Oh, I can't wait. We've been trying to get him to come in for years now,
mm-hmm.
And he's always like, oh, I'm so busy.
Yeah, so who knows what he's going to say, frankly.
I love it. I love it. Uncensored.
But the weekend was great. So on Saturday, it was the Dulles Expo Center for the Super Pet Expo,
yeah.
Which was super awesome. It's always so much fun. Chip and Troy, my two pups, came out and just had a blast. But yesterday morning, when it was like ice raining outside,
yeah.
You probably got up early, saw the clouds, saw the pelting rain. But 2,500 people made their way to Freedom Plaza for the annual Scope It Out 5K with the Colon Cancer Alliance.
Oh, that's such a good run.
And we get there. I got there probably like before 8 o'clock. So it's still kind of dark and the rain is coming down.
Yeah.
And they had a 40-foot inflatable colon, which is like an educational
piece.
And you'd be surprised how many people you can fit into a 40-foot inflatable colon
when
it is raining ice.
Meet me by the colon. I'm
totally.
Right there. I'm right there.
I mean, probably 400 people packed into this colon.
Oh.
And then... yeah, that actually happened.
Out of context.
That happened in real time.
Wow.
And so then, like, as the crowd grew, the sun started to come up a little bit. So it was still kind of a cruddy morning, but $300,000 raised. 2,500 people showed up and ran the race to Scope It Out 5K, which was really, really cool to see.
That's
people show.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And the woman who raised the most money, her team, Michelle Benham, she's fighting colon cancer currently, and it was her birthday. So there was a 2,000-person birthday song after the race for her, which was really, really cool.
Well played. I feel like you had something to do with that.
No, not at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great way to spend that day.
Totally awesome way to start the weekend, or start the week.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. And they feel all accomplished. And I realized that on Sunday mornings, we have acoustic sunrise here.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have the best time in the race, but I got to say, I was enjoying the Sunday music and getting a cold from being out in the rain. I was enjoying the Sunday music and taking a leisurely stroll because of acoustic sunrise.
Very nice.
Instead
we had a good weekend.
Trying to be all like uppity and making the run.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. No, I slept in. I can't be with you.
Did you really?
No, but I was there with you in spirit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then I was out at South Lakes High School.
Uh-huh.
They had their big maker fair. You would have been in heaven.
Like Pinterest heaven? Or?
No, well, sort of. So like all these kids with who I had gotten involved in STEM and have done all these projects, and they're makers, people who like make things. And I met Jason, the guy who has the iron goat, and he is a master student at George Mason. And he made this lawnmower, Jen, that goes and cuts grass, pulls the grass back through, makes grass pellets that feed the lawnmower. And then they're, Nerd Nation.
How old are they?
This Jason guy is like in his 30s-ish. He's a grad student. And
that's amazing.
The gas then, like the pellets then could like feed livestock.
So the pellets feed the lawnmower and the leftovers feed livestock?
Like a little piece of it goes to feed the lawnmower and the rest gets kicked out to feed livestock.
That's amazing.
It literally could just like run on its own forever.
Tell me more about this guy.
I don't know if he's single. I should have checked
Why
for
didn't
a ring.
You ask?
I didn't check for a ring.
It takes a second and a half. Hey, are you single? That's brilliant. It's really, that's how fast it happens.
I didn't lead with that. I will next time. I promise.
Yeah. I mean, he might be like, why are you asking? But it opens a great conversation.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. Appreciate your pellets.